The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We want you to complete this sentence. I can't stand blank on my own body. What drives you nuts about your own body? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm loving some of the text messages that are coming in just because they're so matter-of-fact. I love this one, just straight to the point. My nipples really bother me. I'm a lean, pretty muscular guy, but both of them hang slightly down. There's nothing I can do about it because it's genetic. Can you not get like a nipple lift?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Someone texted that I could get a Brazilian knee lift.
Yes, I saw that. Tyron, look into Brazilian knee jobs. Are we sure that's exactly what we think it is?
I'm afraid to Google it.
Maybe if you go to the Philippines.
Yeah, that's where you get a good deal.
I mean, you hear stories of people going to other countries to get like stem cells and things along those lines. I had a buddy that went to, I think it was the Philippines, Thailand maybe, and he got a root canal for 20-something bucks.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So you can probably get it for on the cheap.
I like that idea.
Can't promise that you'll be able to walk after it, but you know.
But I'll have those nice knees.
You'll have the daintiest knees while you're sitting in that wheelchair.
And it is a real thing, a knee lift.
What? Yeah. What are we lifting though? Like, is it thinning it out?
Yeah, yes, the extra
please
skin.
Do you do you have big bone knees?
I always have my whole life. I've always had big calves and big knees.
So if we did get this surgery, which sounds like you need,
are we crowdfunding?
Yeah, why not? We'll start a GoFundMe. Even if we thin them out, are the bones just so like big that it's still going to look big?
I don't even know. I need to see some before and after pictures.
We need like a knee job consultant.
We do.
And it says it addresses issues like excess fat, sagging skin, or bulges. And I think Taryn has all three of those.
I think I do. I do.
Sarah, you're just savage this morning.
They
have shared a hotel room together, so
she's seen these knees.
It's fine.
Do you have bulging knees?
I mean, they're
according
pretty,
to Sarah, you do.
Pretty substantial.
If I was you, I wouldn't wear gray sweatpants if that's the case.
Tis the season. 206-803-ROCK. I can't stand blank on my body.
Someone said the one thing on my body I can't stand, my flat ass. It's so damn hard to find pants that hold themselves up, even with a belt. I have been collecting suspenders, but now I got a new elastic belt last year that works pretty good. Oh, I have one of those.
What's an elastic belt?
This one right here, baby. It's called an arcade belt, and it clips.
Arcade? What?
It's called arcade belt. It's a brand.
I've never even heard of that.
Boom, and then just bam.
Do you still have like a place where you can adjust it to?
Yeah, it's kind of like the thingy thing.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. My wife hates this belt, so I wear it all the time just to troll her. So you look like you're wearing a seatbelt all the time, like damn straight.
Feels good.
Buckle up. Time to buckle up. And I always make it a point to buckle it when I'm around her.
Does it help with your flat butt?
Oh, yeah. My pants stay up all the time because of these suspenders. I don't know if I could ever rock suspenders.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, are you trying to set me up for failure?
No, I think you'd look good.
All of a sudden, I'm walking. If I start walking around work wearing suspenders, I bet like Gabe from The Wolf will pull one of you aside and be like, "What's up with Steve with the suspenders?"
Honestly, I've never seen anyone look cool in suspenders. So he's 100% setting you up.
Didn't your husband wear suspenders for the wedding?
No.
Oh, I thought he did.
I think at weddings, suspenders look cool.
Yeah.
Like on a suit, I think you can rock suspenders no problem.
But like day to day?
But like with like a t-shirt and jeans and then the suspenders. I kind of want to do this.
Please. Can you just start a trend? You can be an influencer, Steve.
I want to do it for as long as it takes until someone from work pulls one of you aside. And it's like, what's going on with Steve and these suspenders? And I won't even tuck my shirt in, so like the suspenders kind of pull.
Oh, no. Oh, I love it.
I'm in for
this. We need to get Daily Migs branded suspenders for you.
Oh, now we're cooking with butter.
I like it.
I'm in for that. How about this text that just came in at 206-803-ROCK? My nose. It's tiny. In high school, they called me Tiny Nose Nancy. My name isn't even Nancy.
Oh, that's like a double whammy.
That's savage.
It's kind of crazy that someone usually I feel like it's because their nose is too big rather than it being too small. So that's...
Yeah.
So joke's on the bullies.
Right.
It's weird to picture
like a little button nose.
Yeah, someone with a too small of nose. Like Steve and I, we got honkers, you know? We got that big nose.
Excuse me?
We got big noses.
I feel like mine's very dainty. I'm kidding. Not that delusional.
I have a crooked nose. I have a deviated septum.
How'd you get crooked?
Well, so back in the day...
Was it cheerleading?
My cousin is like 11 years older than me. And when I was little, he told me to try to throw the basketball up and try to hit the power lines. And I did, and then when it came back down, I just didn't catch it.
It got your face?
It just bashed me right in the face.
So was the nose broken?
Yeah, and it like just never really healed right.
Uh-huh.
And so now I have a weird little crooked nose.
Yeah, but you don't notice unless you like pull your skin so far onto your face.
Now when next time we're like close talking, Steve.
Which is never.
Do it.
But do tell.
You'll notice it. I mean, if you look for it, it's there. You'll see it's crooked.
I can't get my eyes off of your knees. I don't know if I'll ever look at your nose. I'm sorry.
Jacked up knees, jacked up nose. I love my body.
Somebody said, hey, if you're going to wear suspenders, they got to be the rainbow kind, just like Robin Williams used to wear.
Yes!
Those are pretty badass, yes.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.